The upcoming Senate race in West Virginia has drawn a big crowd of Republican contenders who are vying to face off on May 8th in the primary races. The winner will try to unseat the Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin later this fall. A group of college students in a political science course at Wesleyan College recently made their predictions for which Republicans they think will come out ahead in the primary season.
We think it's going to be a really close race, mainly between Jenkins and Morsi.
This is 21-year-old Fairmont native Hannah McCoy. She worked with a team of fellow students to research the Senate race. Their final assignment is to predict which candidates will come out ahead.
The polls aren't very consistent right now for a winner, but what is consistent is that there's a lot of undecided voters. There's at least 20% undecided voters in all five polls that we looked at.
The paper McCoy and her classmates wrote is for a political science class taught by political analyst Rob Rupp. One of the things they explored in his class was voting habits of West Virginians and how social issues affect politics in the state. Baltimore native Katie Kennedy observed that politics in West Virginia play out very differently than what she's seen in Maryland.
And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me was we learned about the idea of personalism and how West Virginians don't really rely on your credentials or your background in politics. They rely on the word of one another. And family is another value that we looked at in West Virginia. And Jenkins definitely highlights his wife and kids in all of his ads.
The students also considered how current events might affect voters this year.
But it's really going to come down to West Virginia values, the drug epidemic, and West Virginia teachers' strike, where Morsi said that he would help to arrest the teachers, and Jenkins publicly supported them. We think that'll be a game changer between the two.
The first group of students, made up entirely of young women, predict that Jenkins will come out first, Morsi second. The second group predicts that Don Blankenship will actually come in ahead of Morsi.
He flooded a lot of money into his campaign, and he has a lot of his own financial resources to put into the campaign.
This is Tyler Broadwater, one of the students in the all-male group. They agree with the first group that Jenkins will likely win the primary. But they think Blankenship has gained a good bit of ground in the last few weeks.
Initially, we started out looking at just different polls we were all pulling as a group. And we initially found out that there weren't a lot of polls that were done. And then there were even fewer polls that were being done by nonpartisan groups. And for example, we saw some polls that showed Jenkins highly favored early on. But the polls that had Jenkins significantly ahead, we did a little bit of research and found that the polls that were being done were sponsored by Jenkins backers.
This group also looked at how the teacher strike might influence this race, says Lawrence Ribello.
Because even though they were supporting the Democratic Party, a lot of the teachers are still registered. This is still Trump country. They may vote for some Dems, but when it comes down to it, I think they'll vote for Jenkins. Maybe half of them, at least.
Ribello, who grew up in Preston County, admits that he's a strong Democrat, but he was surprised to learn some things about the Republican candidates, including that Jenkins publicly supported the teachers. His classmate, Broadwater, says the project has made him realize how important it is to do research before deciding how to cast your vote.
I think this class has taught us a little bit about not being skeptical, but understanding where the information's coming from.
And who pays for that information, he says. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Buchanan, West Virginia.